just as he asked the man to grab the arrows, he knew that there was a war. He knew that there was an enemy. But he said, I want you to take your arrows and I want you to beat them on the ground. And because he didn't stop beating them on the ground, just please hear this. He only won a certain amount of victory. And the Lord is saying that some of you have gotten to the place of just complacency, of beating what God has put in your hand into the ground as seed. And he said, if you become weary and allow that to happen, you will win some battles, but you won't win all of the wars. He said, it depends on your engagement. The Lord has provided everything you need for life and life abundantly, but he wants your engagement and he doesn't want you to stop. So when you pause in what he's told you to do, when you take a break from doing what God has commanded you, when you prioritize other things over him and his presence, just his presence, then you are not engaging with the tools that he has given you. You are not taking that which he has put into your hands for you to win and have extreme victory in every area of your life. And the Lord says, it is a time where I am giving you an opportunity. I want you to see that there's still something tangible in your hand. The tools that I have given you, the seed that I have given you, it is still alive. But you must re-engage with me. And the Lord says, this is your opportunity to understand my love again. Oh, Jesus, sorry about that. So many have misdirected their affection that they're not gazing at me to be able to receive all that I am for them, to them, and through them. But the Lord says, the time is not up. He said, you can always cry out to me while there is yet time. And I will restore to you the joy of your salvation. The joy of your salvation. The Lord says, I am that salvation, and I have brought salvation and all of the meaning of it for your benefit. And now you must walk in the light and the life of me. There is no darkness that can stand against you when you're standing in my light. So let my light penetrate every fiber of who you are. And let my glory overtake that which is trying to overtake you. And then you'll realize, my battle, I've defeated him. He cannot win against you, only if you give him permission. So come back into agreement with me. Come back into your authority. Come back into standing, knowing that I am with you. And never, ever let the enemy convince you that I am not love. there's so much judgment. The word has permeated the airspace. And Lord said, it is such a word. It brings condemnation, it brings accusation, it brings to life the focus that the enemy wants you to come into agreement with. He said, you are not the judge. I am the righteous judge. I am the one and only righteous judge. And there will be no real judgment until judgment day. And so all of the accusations that you feel from others, pay no attention to that. Any of the accusations that you have in your own heart and in your own mind against others, against the church, against whatever someone has done against you, against what is going on in the world, drop it. Drop it at my feet. And come and just be with me. There is nothing that is going on in this world that I am not aware of. There is nothing that is going on all around you that I am not aware of. There is nothing that I won't do for my children. There is nothing that I haven't already accomplished before you even get there. So come back. Come back to sitting with me and hearing my value system. My value system will take care of all of these things. They're trivialities. They are distractions and they are lies. So come back into the reality of my kingdom. And let my kingdom reign in your heart. Let my kingdom come and let my will be done. You have to give me your will. But then you'll see what a good God I am. And you'll know my character. And things will begin to change swiftly, swiftly. You get aggravated about time frames. So do I. Because I see what the enemy is doing and I see the attention that is needed from my church, my bride. But now is the time. Now is the time for my bride to take her rightful place. So just say yes. Acknowledge me. And follow me. And you will have all of the victory. Thank you. I'm not giving up on generations. Not giving up. Some have cast aside the elders. Some have thought that they are too old and too set in their ways to have any relevance. Oh, but they are relevant to me. For I have instilled inside of them wisdom, and they have gone through the battle, and they know how to stand. And so I am connecting those that have a history with me to make history with you. And the Lord says the value system is different in the kingdom of God. And there are those that are young that will now look to the ones that are the elders. There are those that are in between and not knowing who to go to and who to trust. But the Lord says, I am the connector. If you connect to me first, I will open the door and you will see. And I am placing a new hunger inside of the hearts of my people so that they will know the necessity of honoring those that have gone before them and also honoring those that are coming after them. And the Lord says, I don't look at ages, I look at hearts. I look at wisdom. I look at experience. I know those that have been with me, and I know what they're capable of. I know what you need, and I will marry the two if you put your trust in me. Don't try to decide by your mind's eyes. No. Decide by the pulling and the drawing of my heart. Because I am the one that puts hearts together and melts them as one. You are wasting so much time and energy trying to make your own way when I've already made your path clear. Just grab a hold of my arms and let me walk you into your future. Let me walk you into your destiny. Let me open your eyes to see the reality of what is really going on. Because the glory that I have for you, the glory that is already resident, is enough to defeat every foe. I have a place for you. I have a position for you. It may affect the natural, but it is first spiritual. Until you connect with me and position yourself with me, you will always be running here and there trying to find out what your position is. But your position is in me. Then you will find your position in the natural. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I love you. I put my trust in you. When I formed you, I planted my seed right inside of you, and I trust the seed that I planted. Now I'm asking that you trust the seed that I planted. Jesus was the greatest sacrifice. But I planted him for you. I planted him for you. And you are worth it to me. You are worth it to me. Some of you just need to know that you need to get out of my way, because I'm making the way. You need to get out of my way, because I am the way maker. I am the way maker. See, I could do this all day. But the thing is that when spirits meet, there's a joining of heaven to what is happening in the atmosphere. And so, since we are a prophetic church, there's that settling down inside of here. You could bring a dog in here and he could hear from heaven right now, because there's that weightiness of God's voice. And so, if you think that's weird, a donkey spoke, so it's not so weird. But I said that because the church needs to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You see, we are in this world, but we're not supposed to be of this world. We contain God to our segments. We always think this is about us and our own little square. But it is so not about that. There's always a bigger picture that God is so aware of. Imagine being God and looking at the whole earth. Imagine knowing what everyone everywhere is doing and saying and thinking. And imagine being the God who knows what they're capable of. Because God is always thinking vastly. He is not thinking in terms of tiny. There's nothing tiny about his thoughts. He's personal, and yet he's grand. He is everything to everyone. But he has a plan for every place, every person, every... He never runs out of how to get you and capture you in his love. He's never going to run out of that. He's just going to keep running after you. That's what he does. That's what love does. Love doesn't give up. Love doesn't give in. True love stands for love. The church, by that I mean real believers. I don't mean somebody who has some place they attend sometimes. I don't mean somebody that just walks in a door and calls himself a part of a church. I am talking about the church, the bride, the people of God that are marked by him because they've received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and his blood has been shed for them, and they have accepted that blood. That's the blood-bought church. That church has to be aware of what is going on, not in the natural sense of things, but understanding that they are a part of a vast army that God was talking about today. They are just as important, even though they are individuals. Every individual is just as important as the entire army. There is no one that has been left out of his function. He's called you to function with him. Period. End of your story. Just get in on what he's doing and you'll be fulfilled. Well, I don't feel fulfilled. Get in. Get all in. For the love of God. He has said it, and he's saying it, and he'll continue to say it until you do it. Because he doesn't give up on you. He watches over his words to perform it. And so if he is calling our attention to be all in, he is putting out the angels to gather you. He is sending out the Spirit to come upon you. He can in one moment of time, one interaction of time, change everything about you and your situation. You have to be done struggling with your thoughts about how he's failed you. Jesus never fails. He never fails. You can't blame him and assess blame to him. It doesn't work in the kingdom of God. All it does is frustrate you more. All it does is leave you empty, because now you've become the accuser of God himself, the one who gave his son for you, the one who loves you entirely. The church is waking up. The church has to wake up. The body of Christ has to wake up. Because for unity to happen, there cannot be all of these judgments going on about what race is right against what race is wrong. Doesn't that irk you in the spirit? I mean, take a look at this congregation. I don't think we're segregated. But this is how the whole kingdom is supposed to be. We cannot say this person is to blame, or this political system is the problem. Oh man, God is so much bigger than that. He is bigger than a Republican and bigger than a Democrat. I hate to break the news to you, but he doesn't really care about your political preference. He doesn't care about, like, what we assess blame on people groups, what they have said against us. Well, their intentions is to kill us. There's people that have intentions to kill us, but who cares? To die is gain, and God has you in the palm of his hand, and if Satan comes and it's not your time to go, he just goes, never mind. I don't care if they shoot at you. They can't affect you, because you belong to him, and he belongs to you. Glory to the Most High God. How do we even say these words without falling out in the spirit? The reality of who he is to us should be so strong that we cannot even stand under his presence, because he's making his church a reality people that know what he's like and know what he's capable of and are in union with him to do what he wants. The difference that happens when people engage together. Oh my goodness, you engaged together. Glory to his glorious holy name. John preached my sermon with his song list and with his prophetic words. Danielle prophesied it on the piano, and Alu prophesied it on the drums, and Rich prophesied it on the guitar. I mean, what is it that we have need of that God didn't do? But it takes a gathering of hearts that are open. It takes people that are not so stuck in their ways that they won't demand that God does certain things at a certain time. That they give up their agendas and they recognize what is really going on. And what is really going on is what God has going on. You can't outdo him. God is amazing all the way around, inside, outside, and all around him. He wants us to keep our focus on him, and that's it. Focus on him and enter in to who he is, and there your satisfaction is. That there is nothing outside of him. There is nothing, zero, zip. I know some of you don't believe it yet, but you're out there. How you doing with all that? If he's not the center of your very being, how you feel? Satisfied? Perfect? In love? Happy? You have all your needs met? Because inside of him, you do. That's where you find it. And then it manifests itself on the outside. But until you run into him and you hide in the secret place, I heard him say, you know, come behind the curtain. Just come behind the curtain. there's a different place when you go into the Holy of Holies. There's a different place that you can enjoy who he is when you are one-on-one with him and all are welcome. Some of you don't know how to do that exactly, but that's why we have a church. I mean, that's why we gather together. That's why you hear the word of the Lord. That's why you have to have eyes to see and ears to hear, because something different happens in the corporate place. You can say that you can receive somewhere else on your own by yourself, but that is just another trick. The Lord has made his kingdom look a certain way, and his kingdom looks like relationship. Whether you like it or whether you don't, doesn't matter to him. You can choose to opt out, but he will come after you and he will make you recognize your need for one another. Who do you call on? Jesus. But who else do you call on? A TV preacher won't answer your call. They have, you know, thousands of calls that they have a day. They're not returning your personal phone call. But the person sitting beside you will. That's why Jesus puts clusters of wonderful people together. Because he says, oh, they'll love this one. That'll be so sweet. We'll just put them together and that'll look so good. I'll just awaken their heart by this person over there. I'll just stick them in a place where they can't escape. I'll just put them where that they begin to value one another, and then I will see that the Spirit will come and make it all fluid, where you won't be able to tell one person from the other because they're running in my kingdom and they're running in the street. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is when the pastor doesn't know what to do right now. Whew. Okay. All right. The word of the Lord brings life. That's the word of the Lord brings life. So if you came in here not alive like you need to be, the word of the Lord just dropped on you. And you can drink from that for a long time. That's what you need to do. I'm good at that. That has saved my life many times. Okay, all right, well, oh my goodness, how do I do this? Oh, yeah. We have a very important thing to do. We have a baby dedication, so I'm not going to forget that. Where are they? Did they go in the back? Where is she? Where is the baby? Oh, he's back. Okay, well then we'll wait a minute. It's okay. I will do that. I will do the Steve announcement then.